Business Casual is a new podcast by Morning Brew that makes business news enjoyable, relatable, and dare I say, fun. I interview the biggest names in business, covering topics like how technology is changing the fitness industry and the economics of influencer marketing. It's the business podcast that makes you smarter and makes you laugh. Listen to Business Casual wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, June 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. More than 20 million people have lost their jobs during the pandemic, but there could be a light at the end of the tunnel. Recruiting firms are reaching out to qualified job candidates as companies start reopening.
Some of the big companies that do deal with employers like Manpower and Robert Half, they say that companies are preparing to rehire, that there is the bottom has been met and they are looking forward to hiring.
But recruiting workers in the era of social distancing can be tricky. Our reporter James Arity will discuss the creative ways that some companies are finding job candidates and the challenges of staffing up. That's after the break.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part. Because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
With more companies getting the green light to reopen, hiring managers are facing a daunting task: how to find qualified workers in quick order. Some are turning to curbside recruiting, where potential workers go through a quick job interview from their car. Reporter James Arity is here with more. So, James, is this a sign that we could see a dent put in the unemployment rate?
It's unclear whether we're going to see any dents in the unemployment rate right now, but certainly we're seeing employers starting to prepare for the day when they might be hiring, and moreover, workers looking at opportunities that they might get if employment does start to pick up a little bit. You know, going into this crisis, there were a lot of jobs open, and a number of those kind of jobs either remain open or employers expect to pull them back, later.
So who's doing the recruiting at these curbside events, and how are they doing it?
I recently visited Grand Rapids, Michigan, to see a recruitment company. This recruitment company had decided to take a page from the restaurant business and offer what they were calling a curbside job recruitment fair. You know, we've all heard of job fairs where companies go and interview candidates, or candidates can show up and drop their resumes or personal details at a company. Well, this company, Express Employment Professionals, decided to do this curbside. So they had their employees go out to cars that pulled in as if they were picking up food. And in fact, it was in a little mini mall where there were a bunch of restaurants around. And they would go up with their masks on with a clipboard, hand them a bottle of water, offer them a mask if they would like it. And the candidate actually just stayed right in their car. They would turn off their car or even leave it idling, because this was a pretty short process. And they would ask their name. They would take down some particulars about how to contact them. They would ask them a little bit about their previous work experience, some very basic pieces of information, and then ask them if they would be interested in light industrial work. Would they be interested in working in an office? What sort of things would interest them? And then for some of them, they would say, we would like to call you back and schedule a more formal phone interview about specific jobs that they had in mind for the person. It was really almost like a fast food operation for the visitors, because some of them would just spend a few minutes offering very, very basic details, and then, you know, they'd be on their way.
Now, in this era of the pandemic, couldn't these job meetings have been done over Zoom or a video conference call?
A lot of small companies that I've spoken with talk a lot about their fit and culture, trying to gauge their potential employees, because these are small companies, and, you know, they all often talk like this is a family or something. So some of these companies are a little uncomfortable with just meeting people over Zoom, you know, much less just get some information in a parking lot.
Are these types of interviews going on in other areas than Grand Rapids?
Express Employment Professionals is actually a franchised company with hundreds of locations around the country. And a few of their affiliates tried this from Louisiana to California. And so apparently this is something that's happening in the recruitment space. It's an opportunity, you know, like everybody is trying to figure out how they can adjust for the coronavirus times. And this was something that they've come up with.
Are job postings on the rise?
I don't think we see yet that job postings are on the rise. The numbers on that are a little bit out of date. We only have data, I believe, from April. I don't think May even is available yet, and we certainly don't have June data. But some of the big companies that do deal with employers like Manpower and Robert Half, they say that companies are preparing to rehire, that there is maybe that you could say that the bottom has been met and they are looking forward to hiring.
Now, before the pandemic, we had a record low unemployment rate and it was a job seekers market. What kind of a market is it now?
Well, clearly, with unemployment still at records and likely to remain at records for a while, the employer has the upper hand. The balance of power has shifted, as one put it to me, into the company's hand, into the employer's hand. But it's not as simple as, you know, a one-to-one relationship where all the power goes to the employer. Because going into this pandemic, employers were having a pretty hard time holding on to employees and finding who they needed. So they are going to have to think hard about how they bring back their employees who have either been laid off for whatever reason. They're going to have to think about being fair, being legal about the way they do this. And as it's been explained to me, one of the things that they can do is really look at what they told their employees going out the door when job losses were happening quite a bit a few months ago. What they're going to have to do as they start to think about bringing people back is that they might not want to bring back everyone, but they certainly would like to bring back their best employees. So how do you do that? There are discrimination issues, age, religion, race, all sorts of, you know, legal minefields that companies are going to have to do if they do this right. One lawyer that I spoke with explained to me that one of the best ways that companies can bring people back in a legal way is to do it by seniority. So the longest serving staff are brought back first. But obviously, there are going to be various ways that companies can restructure, reorient their companies as rehiring goes on. One of them will be thinking about what job titles are, what job responsibilities are, and somebody who might have been very good in job A, you would like to bring back let's call it job B, and other workers who are doing job A perhaps aren't going to get their call back.
Now, early on in the pandemic, the government sweetened the federal unemployment benefits, but that's going to be expiring soon. How's that going to affect the hiring process?
There is a huge amount of uncertainty about how long the coronavirus unemployment benefits are going to last. This was very obvious at the job fair that I attended in Grand Rapids. The recruiters were estimating that these benefits can often pay about $20 an hour to someone. And that is $20 an hour in a way free and clear because they don't have to pay for gas to get to the job. They don't need to pay for child care because they're the one doing the child care. And many of the jobs that are on offer in this recruitment fair were paying far less than that. So there was not a big turnout of people that are now taking the unemployment benefits. Everyone that I spoke with or met either did not have the unemployment benefits because they hadn't managed to register to get them, or because they continued to work through the coronavirus pandemic and so weren't getting those benefits and were now looking for a leg up with a new job. So it seems that the unemployment benefits that continue to exist are a significant impediment to recruiting new workers.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter James Arity. James, thanks for coming on the show.
Very happy to be here.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.